Hello, listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello there.
And Guido.
Hello.
We are a film podcast inspired by the quid pro quo scene in Silence of the Lambs. Each month, we pick a theme, and each week, one of us picks a movie that falls within that theme. And we are in the month of May.
We have made it.
It's May.
Through April.
It's going to be May.
And I survived.
You made it through April. We all were fine with it, although Johnny Mnemonic was a stretch. But
way to show up, guys.
Know what you're talking about.
So our pick, yes. Our theme for this month was suggested by Brett Parker at Dissect That Film, another great podcast. He's also doing his podcast on the newest season of The Last of Us. He does like TV show podcast too. That man works way too much. So he suggested we do a quad pro quo sequels month. So we can only do sequels or prequels or the original of a movie we have done on the pod. We've talked about this. Tammy has done Home Alone too, so she could have done Home Alone.
So Guido did Twin Sitters, so he can do Twin Sitters too.
Well, he did the
Back in Action.
He did the thing, no, and I was potentially going to do the thing prequel.
He's going to do It Takes Two with the Olsen twins.
But great movie with Steve Guttenberg and Kirstie Alley. Amazing movie.
Who did the first one where it's It Takes One?
But those are twins.
It's twins.
We're joking.
I thought we weren't allowed to do tenuously linked
sequels. No, we're not. Okay.
But my mistake.
So we're doing sequels. I think we've all done picked sequels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I was maybe going to do the prequel to The Thing. I was thinking about doing that, and then I decided against it. But before we get to my pick, we're a little behind on talking about this, but Matt and I saw Sinners yesterday, and it was top tier cinema.
I hear really good.
It was really good.
I saw a
It had twins.
Feature.
It had twins.
It does have twins.
Speaking of twins.
It has twins.
Speaking of twins.
And it has vampires, which we love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guarantee you this is going to be on the pod.
Absolutely. I have point. To pick it. So I
Do
love.
Do you think it's up for some nominations?
I think it has come out early in the year.
Yeah.
But I do think so. I do. The Academy does love Ryan Coogler, who's the director. He did like Creed. He did Black Panther. Mm. Loved those movies. I think Michael B. Jordan playing twins, that's always a draw.
And okay. One is very different than the other, right?
Not really.
No?
They're pretty similar. One's a little bit more reserved and one's a little bit more carefree. But
one wears a blue hat and one wears a red hat.
So, now, so it's easy to...
What did you say your review was on Letterboxd? What'd you title it?
The reason why they called it Sinners is because they couldn't call it Eating Pussy.
They did talk about that a lot in the movie.
Oh, yeah, there was a tongue and a coochie.
So they
right
just
next.
Talked about it? They didn't...
Oh, no, they show it. Well, they showed a scene where this guy goes down on a girl.
It's simulated
oral. But like, there's that famous line that is going around that Haley Steinfeld says. There's literally a whole scene where Michael B. Jordan talks about how there's a button at the top of a woman's coos. That's what they say coos. And when you touch that button, you got to do it slowly. It's a whole scene. And we're like, oh, my God. And then they just it's a constant throughout the entire movie, which is great. It's hilarious. But
he keeps poking that button.
Poking that button. The vampires are awesome. I told Guido today the guns at the end would, I mean, you'd be chubbed up in a second.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it
Thompson
was.
Some machine guns?
Oh, my God.
I mean, it.
Well, they're World War One vets.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
It did a great job of like towing the line of like being an original concept, but mm-hmm. also like paying homage to other stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's like, very Dust Till Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
It's so Dust Till Dawn. They have this great scene in it that's also like an homage to The Thing. I was going to tell my parents about it because I think they would like it, but I'd be like, think Dust Till Dawn, but the vampires are Irish and it's set in Mississippi in the 30s. But
that's
honest,
interesting.
Kind of the same idea.
It's a pretty progressive area, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God.
So progressive.
It's so beautifully filmed, too. And the cinematographer is a woman. And like these scenes where they're driving through the cotton fields, like these just feel it looks like snow, but it's cotton. And then just like the colors, like the all the blood because of the vampires. And then predominantly all the people in the movie are black, basically. So it's just like this like shift in color that you're watching is just it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's really, really cool.
And
I'm
just,
excited to see
and,
it.
It's
and,
great.
You know, just reiterates the fact that common misnomer that we've all taught that has been said on this podcast that I don't like horror movies.
It's true.
You don't,
I,
though.
No, I like good...
He likes good.
...original horror movies. I don't like slasher films. I don't like the 17th sequel to a slasher film.
It's not the 17th.
That, oh, I'm sorry. It, what is it? The 10th? The 9th?
It's 2-0. 20 maybe? Years later.
7th? I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was off. Well, I don't win The Price is Right.
Speaking of slasher movies and terrible ones, apparently, let's get to my pick. My original pick of what I'm doing of a sequel of, I did Halloween, the original. Adventures in Night Knifing for our babysitter month. I feel like we all had a lot of choices because we do all, I mean, you and I feel like pick a lot of horror for the pod. So when you do horror, you tend to get a lot of sequel options.
Okay? Especially if it's good horror.
Yeah. Like I was going to maybe do The Descent too.
Good horror tends to get a lot of sequels.
Tons of sequels. I did the original Halloween for our babysitter month. So my pick for sequels month was released in 1998. It was directed by Steve Miner. It stars Jamie Lee Curtis, Josh Hartnett, and LL Cool J. It is Halloween, H2O, 20 years later.
It's 1998 in a remote California town at a secluded private school.
We could have a Halloween party, just the four of us. We could have a roaming orgy.
I love the way this man thinks.
No booze, no drugs, no kidding.
One teacher is living in fear.
I'm not who you think I am. I changed my name when I went into high.
That's terrible. Take off your gloves.
My brother killed my sister.
How'd he do that?
With a really big kitchen knife.
Semicolon, 20 years later.
That's the whole title.
Yes, it is Halloween H2O, semicolon, 20 years later.
Hyphen.
Okay. Yeah.
When you told me...
What is her boyfriend's name?
Adam Arkin?
Yeah, he's not a nobody.
No, he's been around a long time. His dad's Alan Arkin. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just always so fun.
I mean, he's a Nepo baby.
Yeah, it's so fun to watch two Nepo babies.
There's a lot of Nepo babies in this
movie. Yeah, seriously.
Mm-hmm. I asked Michelle you if there was going to be any water in this, and you said, no, there's not any water. It's in space.
I was joking.
And then I was really let down to learn that there was no space.
There's no water involved. Either, really.
Well, I thought it was going to be like Waterworld, but like more knifing. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
He was also expecting Deep Blue Sea because LL Cool J said it.
Well, sorry.
That story writes itself.
It does.
Well, I was a little disappointed. Oh, I'll tell you.
Well, later. Around the room, had you seen it?
Yes.
What were your thoughts on my pick? Tammy.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Did you see it in theaters? Because I feel like we both said we thought we saw it in theaters.
No, I saw. I still know what you did last summer in theaters.
Oh. With Brandy? You could have done that.
Jamaica Mon.
You could Jack still Black. Do it. Matt?
No, I hadn't seen this.
Shocker.
You haven't?
No.
Oh my God.
Well, you hadn't seen it before we watched it?
No.
Oh, I don't think I knew that. I didn't make you watch this movie.
No, thank God.
Okay, Guido?
Also, was not looking forward
you
to it.
You never Shocker. Saw it either?
You know why? Because, you know, when I'm going down the aisle of the Blockbuster, and I take this DVD off the wall.
Oh, 100%
look at the back.
I'd be looking
it
at it.
It says R. Great. That's fine. But then I look and it's okay, violence. All right. Language. Sure. But
oh, no
titties.
There's
no N there.
No. There's no
nudity.
There's no, nah. So fuck that. Who wants a slasher flick without any titties in it? It's bullshit.
That's true. Unfortunately, when you get a Kevin Williamson produced or written horror movie, you're not probably going to get a lot of titties.
Why?
Like Scream. I don't know. He just never has really done
sexist.
It. I'm pretty sure I saw this in the theaters. And I was saying it to when we were watching it because like this movie came out in 1998, which was the same year that Scream 2 came out. I was not allowed to see this original Scream, which came out in 96, which I would have been in sixth grade, but I was allowed to see this movie, Scream 2, something else in theaters. My parents did not give a fuck. Apparently 2 years makes you a much more responsible person.
And our parents would have had to buy us the tickets,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, yes, they would have had to.
Because I think our friend's parents bought us the tickets for I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah, most likely.
Which is why I didn't.
I just thought you went with your grandma to all these movies.
That was just one summer.
You just subjected Seal to see all of
it. She didn't remember them anyway.
Yeah.
You know those movies your daughter's making me see? This is trash.
I should. You know what? I could have gotten away with so much if I only knew then what I know now.
It's funny. We were talking about it earlier today because like Mimi, like my grandmother, we would go to the movies together. And like Mimi would take me to see stuff that like when we went and saw Good Will Hunting, and I don't think she knew the amount of language that's in that movie. It's the word fuck like every other word. I think that movie came out. It was probably like 1998 around there. Like
still
Mimi, I think Mimi came out kind of bad that she took me.
Is that what we were? What were we watching?
Yeah, I don't think I've like ever watched it since
35, 40 minutes.
Yeah, Guido's never seen it either.
It's good.
It's good.
I don't ever really need to watch it again.
But you, I mean, it needs to be in your. The accents are
atrocious. I prefer Good Will Hunting 2, Hunting Season.
Is that from? That's Always Sunny.
How do you like them apples?
That's from Jay and Silent Bob.
Jay and Silent
Back.
Bob Strike Back. Okay, so again, directed by Steve Miner, several sequels to his repertoire. He did Friday the 13th Part 2 and 3.
Is that the Dream Warriors?
Yeah, 3 is the Dream Warrior, which is considered one of the better.
But that's actually Nightmare on Elm Street. Gotcha.
Oh, you did get me on that one. Sorry. Friday the 13th Part 2 and 3. Yeah. And he did Lake Placid, which is one of my favorite creature feature movies.
I like the sequel because they had Cloris Leachman.
Okay, so again, starring Jamie Lee Curtis. This is now 4 Quad Pro Quo alum. Halloween, True Lies, EEAAO.
Oh, yeah. That's
and right. Halloween H2O. Halloween she is now H2O. A 4-time.
Is that the most now?
Your
it
mom.
Might be. Single picks,
I mean, because not excluding
Daryl Hannah, excluding was 3, right?
Yeah, excluding the Russell mm-hmm. Tussle and like Cage Match,
yeah,
and Arnold.
Yeah,
I mean Danny might be up there.
Josh Hartnett, this is his
Quo alum
first acting gig, not just first movie, first acting job.
Really,
Quad Pro Quo alum
that
for the faculty.
The haircut.
Well,
he does a really good dipshit impression.
He's filming the faculty at the same time, which is why the haircut is exactly the same.
Where he's got a duck's ass out the. Back.
It's so bad.
His
no
hair
bangs.
Is terrible.
And he's got Spock sideburns.
Oh, yeah. it's like a calic in the back. It's so bad.
Hair, yeah. His hair is worse than the fucking Michael Myers mask's hair.
And LL Cool J. I don't think we've done an LL Cool J. No, he does not.
Well, he has the mustache.
He didn't take his shirt off one time.
I know. It's very upsetting.
It's like a piece of meat tank.
But he is to me.
But he was reading erotic fiction.
God, I was. He was reading erotic fiction.
He's like, oh, baby, the bullet grazed my head. Erotic thriller. Erotic thriller.
Dude, I felt so bad when we went and saw Sinners. And like, there's this one point where Michael B. Jordan, he's shirtless quite a bit, but he's putting a shirt back on. I'm like, no, you can just leave it off. Just leave it off, Michael.
Shirts are optional.
The arms. His arms
Meanwhile,
are insanity.
You know,
it's almost like he was in a Creed movie.
He was. It was so good, too.
As a championship boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And LL Cool J can sing to me.
Oh, yeah, he could.
He can rap to you.
He's
going to
rap to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't sing.
He does sing and rap.
More like unwrap.
I bet he knows where that button is, too.
Oh, he definitely knows.
All right. Dry it up.
With those lips. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Mm.
So this movie is, speaking of tight, a tight 86 minutes. You know, I love a short movie. 86
it
minutes.
It is pretty. It is like the perfect amount.
Exactly. If you're going to watch as some people will say, a bad horror movie, it's good to make it short at least.
She said it.
I said some people, not me. Budget of $17 million. Box office of $75 million.
Fucking how?
We
because
did?
People see horror.
Jesus.
And it's
how?
Very, very cheap to make.
Fuck. I did mention during, like, not the opening scene, but like this is probably the second scene where the cops are walking through the house. I was like, man, this movie's so bright. They must have had a really good budget.
They had the better
the
lights in
lights.
This one. It
they
was 20.
Turn the lights
it
on.
Was 20 years later, so they had better lights.
Yes, they had the budget for the lights.
No, what they cut in other departments.
Yes, the mask.
The mask. I had to. I kept
the
yelling
dubbing.
I kept yelling it the entire time we were watching. I'm like, how is the mask worse?
Yes.
How
did
is
say
the
that.
Mask that was made by a large studio in 1997? How does that look worse than the indie budget mask that they got from
I know
a thrift shop?
Yeah, I know.
And painted white.
Maybe
30 minutes into the movie, I'm like, I don't think they're going to space.
They weren't
no,
using
I'm sorry.
William Shatner's face anymore.
This holds a 56% on Rotten Tomatoes. Everybody.
Also, how?
I don't know. It's pretty. Actually, it's pretty good. It's above average. That's above average.
I mean, it's still technically failing.
I will say this: other than like the of the newer Halloweens, I was maybe going to do the newest round one. We'll say Halloween, the one that Danny McBride wrote. This is actually probably my favorite sequel of Halloween.
Would you describe Mike Myers, Michael?
I
Myers.
Wish you all could see Matt's
yeah,
face.
Yeah, it's the opposite. Of
it's
what
the
I
opposite
said last
of when we were talking about
like,
Johnny Mnemonic, where you and I were like.
Fuck you guys.
Dude, I have this clip of you, like, when she says, like, it's a no for me, dog. And you're like, you're a bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? It's the best clip. You're a bitch.
I'm so sorry. He's like, yeah, well, you're a bitch. I remember that.
Oh, it's good. All right, let's get into the plot.
Air quotes.
Air quotes. Yeah, plot. So Marion Whittington, who is played by Nancy Stevens, she is the nurse from the original Halloween who is in the opening scene where they're trying to transport Michael Myers from one insane asylum to court. She returns home to find that her house has been broken into. She goes to her neighbors and phones the police, but her teenage neighbor, played by baby Joseph Gordon-Levitt, yes! We see a lot of our late 90s teen crushes be terrorized in this movie.
Yeah, it was like a bingo card.
He was not my
fucking Tiger Beat
teen crush.
No, but you think about, like, he was in, like, almost all the kids in this movie were in some form of a late 90s teen movie.
He was in 10 Things I Hate.
He was in 10 Things I Hate About You. Josh Hartnett was in The Faculty and all those other ones. Michelle Williams was in Dawson's Creek, obviously. And then the girl was in She's All That.
Yes.
And the other friend was in Jumanji.
And the other friend was in Jumanji. Yeah.
Oh, the kid with the tail.
The kid with the nose was in Jumanji.
No, the kid. He's young Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Right.
Alan Parrish.
Parrish.
Yeah.
In fact,
wait, the friend of Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in...
Never Been Kissed.
Never Been Kissed. Yes.
Yeah.
He's a quad pro quo alum.
Yeah. So all of the younger people that we see are terrorized are like late 90s, early aughts, like teen idols, basically, which I love.
I think that's why I love this movie.
This movie was like also like written / co-produced by Kevin Williamson, who did Scream. He did I Know What You Did Last Summer. He did Dawson's Creek, which is why we see a lot of those. And we have references to these other movies and shows from that time period because Kevin Williamson loves to reference things, which I think is why I like this movie, because it is very Scream adjacent and it has that kind of fun scream feel, like, feel to it. I don't know, that's just fun. Me
yeah, but Scream was good.
You don't even like Scream. So baby Joseph Gordon-Levitt insists on investigating the house. Okay.
With his hockey stick.
After getting the all clear, he goes in, he steals some beer. He notices the office has been ransacked. She goes in, and so she was Dr. Loomis's nurse. So Dr. Loomis, Donald Pleasance from a lot of the original Halloween, she was always his nurse, apparently, even like later. And she notices that the file on Laurie Strode has been taken.
Bum, bum, bum.
Not HIPAA compliant. Just like labeled files. Labeled files.
Well, the file cabinets didn't have locks on them. They just couldn't account for some supernaturally driven killing machine coming and ripping the file cabinets open.
So she doesn't feel safe.
Why
she runs
files at home.
She was taking care of him in his old age.
She was wiping Dr. Loomis's butt.
So she doesn't feel safe. We see Michael kind of lurking in the background. She runs next door. Baby Joseph Gordon-Levitt has been killed with a hockey skate to the face.
Which is good because he had a really annoying little voice.
Oh, his poor... she opens the door. His friend was like stabbed. Like he falls on her.
Yeah.
Hockey skate to the face. Love it. Not going to lie. It's great. And then Michael Myers is there. And he cuts her throat. It's real hard. It's tough to watch. I still don't like to watch it. It's a butcher knife to the throat and I don't like it.
And it's like she's gotten to the police.
Yeah.
They could almost hear her scream.
Well, because honestly,
but Mike got there first.
Even when we're watching it, and even though I know what's going to happen, she runs out of the house. I'm like, sit on the front stoop. You've already called the police. Police are on their way. Sit on the front fucking stoop. Why are we going to anywhere else? Like, it's so annoying.
Why are you relying on a teenage child?
No, the nurse. I'm saying the nurse.
But he went in the house and said the coast is clear.
Yeah.
Why would you then go in?
He went over himself. He was just being a little cocksure.
No, but he says, but like, it's all good. Then she goes in. The lights are off. Yeah. I'd be out. Strong. Out. As soon as those lights didn't come on, I'd be out.
And the phone is cut, which is his, like, signature thing.
Yeah, done. So then we cut to... Laurie Strode. Jamie Lee Curtis looks, in my opinion, the most like my mother in this movie.
She looks the same as she does in Freaky Friday.
Yeah, it's probably around the same time.
Is it?
Really?
No, that's Freaky Friday was
like early aughts.
I don't know.
This is 98. Yeah.
I feel like it's maybe like within a decade of one another.
Yeah. Oh, definitely within a decade. So Laurie has relocated to California. She is changed her name. She's now Carrie Tate, headmistress of a small private prep school.
It's actually Parrish Academy.
Mistress.
She's a mistress?
Jumanji. Yeah.
Saucy.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a brothel, technically. Yeah.
She's like the principal.
She's the headmistress.
She has a teenage son named John, played by Josh Hartnett.
He's
He's such a fucking
dipshit. He has the worst haircut that has ever been put on film.
I wouldn't hire him to flip burgers.
Mm. How did they fix his hair later in life, though?
So
he saw American Hustle.
I think it literally
Bale did.
I think it literally is just like a, it can't be that length because his hair is so wiry and he has calyx, so he has to grow it longer. And now he has longer hair.
He looks like he does drugs. He keeps in pens.
He had short hair in Pearl Harbor, and it didn't look like that.
Well, he was usually.
I don't remember what he was wearing. I don't remember. I've never seen Pearl Harbor.
He was wearing a soldier hat.
What? But Ben Affleck is in it.
I know, but it's so awful.
It's a period piece.
Just I didn't.
I prefer Carrie. Yeah. Okay. And so they live on the campus with the rest of the students. I love their apartment.
Parish
on
Academy.
It's so cute. She still struggles with the events of, obviously, of Halloween 1978. She's a functioning alcoholic.
She's a pill popper.
She's the boozer.
So
she's a pill popper.
Basically, to escape her past, she faked her death and has been living under her assumed identity of Carrie ever since.
And she has night terrors, so she night
terrors. She's drinking to be a not like.
I mean, maybe she's,
we saw her.
She didn't drink before she went to work, so I'll say that. But like, but when she comes home, she is drinking.
It is Halloween,
and we also saw her like fair. Shotgunning two glasses of champagne.
Oh, at wine. Lunch, but I do love that.
But
part.
Again,
it's Halloween. It's
it was
the scariest
Halloween.
Time of
for her.
Of,
yeah,
of
yeah.
Year.
For her, so, it's like, a bad day for her.
But then again, also remember Josh Hartnett calls her an alcoholic too.
No, but
he he's a little shit.
But he also reminds her that it's Halloween.
Look, I know it's the day.
He says, I know it's the day. And she's like, what day is that, John? He's like, Halloween. She's like, oh, I hadn't even noticed, actually.
Yeah, fucking right.
Yeah,
also,
right.
If you hated Halloween so much, why would you have a jack-o'-lantern in your kitchen?
But she's the headmistress of a school. Like, she has to,
but
you know?
She, in her kitchen, though? Title.
Halloween H2O 20 years later?
No, she's a mistress.
A headmistress.
A headmistress.
Could you imagine if your high school had, like, a head whore?
That's what they're called.
That's
headmaster,
rude.
Headmistresses. That's what they're called.
Your children's school has a headmaster.
That's right. They do have a headmaster.
Mm.
Which
yeah.
is not.
Okay, just think of her as the principal.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
And I mean, also, isn't that basically what they call Dumbledore? He's a headmaster.
Yeah, he's the headmaster of Hogwarts.
Yeah, there you go.
Right,
yeah. So
yeah, it's just that's you being sexist again.
Yeah.
Mistress.
You're a bitch.
Yeah.
So Lori has a secretary named Norma, and this is her mommy, Janet Leigh. This is her mommy in real life.
Oh, really?
Yes, that is Janet Leigh, famous psycho.
Didn't you say that her mom was on the set of Halloween, too? Like,
this
the original
Halloween?
She wasn't in the original Halloween. I'm sure she was probably there, like, because Jamie Leigh was only, like, 18 on that set.
Oh,
so,
I
probably,
she
yeah.
was, like, an important role for her.
Oh, no.
She was actually Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so this
it is
her...
not Friday the 13th.
No. So this is her mom,
one.
Janet Leigh, famous for Psycho. She is the woman who gets killed in Psycho, but also she was a great actress and stunning. She's kind of like her secretary, and she kind of dotes on her like a parent, and we kind of see like their kind of lovely mother-daughter banter.
Did you know she was the first person to flush a toilet?
It was the first time a toilet was shown flushing on screen was in Psycho.
And she was the one that did it.
And she did it, yeah. Because they saw toilet flushing as provocative because it insinuated like
somebody
pooping or peeing. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
fine, but I didn't need to hear her turd splash into the water.
No, she doesn't.
Okay, I didn't need to hear that. I didn't need to hear the tank slapper. Okay? Ridiculous meaty chud she lays down on screen.
She doesn't do
She's
that.
Like,
oh, God. Then we meet Will Brennan, played by Adam Arkin. He's a Nepo baby. His dad is Alan Arkin, Academy Award winner Alan Arkin. But Adam Arkin also was in, like, Chicago Hope. He's been on an episode of SVU.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty well-known.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a that guy.
Let other people tell you who's well-known or not.
Oh, should I?
Yeah.
Yeah. You knew who he was.
Yeah.
You shush it.
You shush it.
So he's the guidance counselor at the school, and they're fucking.
I love his banter with the students.
It so,
was so
it's adorable.
Funny.
Yes.
What did he say?
He said, what are you guys going to do? Oh, we're going to do a whole.
I'm going to get my nose pierced.
She said, what are you guys doing? They're like, oh, we're going to go into town, meet some guys, slip them some roofies, have a whole date rape evening. And then they're like, would you care to join us? I can. I'm having my nipples pierced.
That's
oh,
right.
great.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a very cute Kevin Williamson written, very Dawson's Creek-y scream kind of. I think that, again,
it was
the dialogue is very, very Kevin Williamson.
It was giving me the, how do you do, fellow? Kids,
I don't think it's.
I don't think so. I got it as like, okay, I'm a respected, cool teacher kind of vibe.
Yeah,
I thought it was like a don't cut yourself on all that edge there, ladies.
Yeah,
okay.
I also was like,
because they're okay, so
guys.
Edgy at the
I'm
prep
not,
school.
Hey guys, yeah. I'm not a boring teacher. I'm a cool teacher.
I'm a cool mom.
Call it parenting.
You know, they're fucking. They make out in her office. Looks pretty hot. Her relationship with her son is strained. She's very overprotective, obviously. I mean, you
she
know.
She won't even let him touch the remote. It's a bit much.
Yeah. She doesn't want him to go on the school trip to Yosemite, okay?
He's because safer going sucks. On the trip.
Yeah, he is. John's girlfriend is Molly, played by Michelle Williams. That would be Jennifer Linley from Dawson's Creek, Oscar-nominated actress, and baby mama to Heath Ledger's progeny. So yes. We'll put that out there. Also, big old titties in this movie. Those suspenders on the uniform, which this uniform slaps, man. It is so good.
She's a little thicker in this movie. The
suspenders have to go to the side of the titties because they just can't even lay on the titties. That's how big those titties are.
Shame.
Ooh. And she's got those hard, blonde barrel curls that like don't move, basically. Ugh.
The only thing is the eyebrows. The eyebrows didn't do it for me.
I have
it.
I said, I have big old titties and the thinnest eyebrows. Ugh. They are drawn on. They are pencil thin.
I'm not a fan of the eyebrows. Ugh. That's the only negative.
It's a sign of the times. It's the 90s. It's 98, man. And we were talking about it and Matt was like, you didn't do that? I was like, I did not. I never touched my eyebrows. I have never, other than like just getting them groomed, I do not thin out my eyebrows. No.
I had my eyebrows were way too big to do that.
Well, to be honest, I mean, and we talked about on the Star Trek episode, you fuck with your eyebrows too much, they do not grow back.
Yeah.
And you have to be very careful. So if you thinned out your eyebrows for all those years, you're never going to get them back. Just so you guys know, okay?
Yeah.
I know okay.
I've got nothing to worry about. I have too much eyebrow.
So they have friends, Charlie, played by Adam Hanbird, who is from Jumanji, and Sarah, played by Jodie Lynn O'Keefe, who she's all that. She's the bitch and she's all that. She's also in that other movie we talked about, that random other teen comedy movie that no one remembers the name of, with Shane West.
Wait. Oh, A Walk to Remember?
Nope.
I Can't Hardly Wait. Right?
Nope.
Shane West.
It's this weird one. It's a similar premise to the one with Sabrina the Teenage Witch and the guy from Entourage. Like, they're next door neighbors, fix each other up with like another. Isn't James Franco in it? It's not called Here on. No, Here on Earth is Lily Sobieski and Chris. Yeah, we'll have to look it up. But
Chris Pine.
Midnight Meat Train.
Yeah.
So Georgia.
They fabricate reasons to stay behind so that they can all hang out and have an orgy, basically.
No.
It'd
be an orgy. There's just four of them.
Whilst listening to Creed.
Four-way.
They're gonna just do it separately.
Yeah, they're gonna do it separately. Whilst listening to Creed.
Hilarious.
They're gonna celebrate Halloween together on the near deserted campus. So John and Charlie convince the school's security guard, Ronnie, played by Ladies Love Cool J, the LL. The LL, who is an aspiring smut peddler. And great
peddler.
Yeah,
does he just want to read smut?
No, he's writing it. He's writing it, and he's reading it to his wife. And I love, he was like, melon, Brett. And what kind of melons are we talking about? She's watermelons, like, cantaloupes.
She's like, you just get me up, and then you just end the call.
Oh, it's so good, so good.
I was thinking when we were listening to them talk on the phone, I thought the voice on the other line, the wife, was the security guard lady from
Loretta Devine
from
Urban Legend. Yeah,
and then of course,
which is another sequel I could have done.
She had to ruin it by saying no, it wasn't.
It wasn't. I looked it up. So they let him out.
I was so set to pass the movie until she said,
"Yeah." So they can walk into town and shoplift a bottle, one bottle of wine for four people. Ridiculous. Four teenagers. And whilst they're in town, Lori meets Will for lunch and opens up to him a little, acknowledging that she's been unable to deal with something in her past. She gets wine drunk at, you know, 1 o'clock. Then on her way back to the school, she sees John and Charlie walking down the street and becomes enraged that John has left the school grounds. We're also getting a little bit of the Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Boom, 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 boom.
And John also gets mad at his mom because, you know, I've been with you for taking care of you for 17 years. Like, let me just have this fucking, like, just leave me, like, back off, basically.
He should know better, though. It's Halloween.
Yeah, he's kind of being a dick.
Should be a little.
But it's also, like, how open has she, like, he knows about Michael Myers, he knows about it, but, like, how open has he been, has she been with him?
I think more he's very aware of the situation.
So they
he knows that Michael Myers is his uncle.
I don't think he knows that.
I think he says something like when he's
He does. He does say your dead brother. That's right. Which, by the way, we're gonna talk about it briefly, but it's annoying canon in the Halloween world is that the fact that they're brother and sister.
Fucking related.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's dumb. I don't like it. I'm turning into Guido right now. It's dumb. Okay.
Guido brought it up when we were watching it.
Well, it's because, like, also, like, I was explaining it to him today. Like, when you watch the newest Halloweens that Danny McBride did with David Gordon Green, those follow the idea that the first two Halloweens exist, one and two, and then no other Halloween existed before this one. And then if you watch this movie, Halloween H2O, they acknowledge that the first two movies existed, but not 3, 4, and 5. Like, it's a very, because it's just changed hands so many times.
So you have to really,
well, it's like when you watch, like,
those things when you're watching.
Yeah. And it's also this, like, when you watch, like, certain MCU and they can't talk about, like, it's like when one studio does X-Men, but they can't say X-Men, they have to say mutant or something like that. Like, when it changes hands and ownership so many times, you get a very convoluted history of a series.
Speaking of that, Allie apparently really wants to watch Kraven the Hunter, if you can hook her up, since you guys have Netflix.
Well, I mean, that man is delicious. That's why
the mask quality has changed.
I know. I saw the trailer for it when I went and saw a horror movie by myself, and I was like, what? I came home and I was like, I saw this trailer for this movie. I don't know. He's like a lion or something, and it's like a superhero movie.
Yeah. He's a beast. He has.
That's
beast
all I
mode.
Could describe. He was like Kraven. I was like, yes, that was it. I don't know what it's about, but it has that guy in it, and he looked delicious. That's all I cared
barefoot.
About.
You know, I was in Baltimore recently, and
when
you know, Saturday.
Oh,
yesterday. I was walking
you
back
left
to the car.
This cul-de-sac.
Yeah, I did. I did a thing, and we're walking back to the car, and then there's this dude just walking. Barefoot. He had he didn't look disheveled by any means, okay? He had his jeans rolled up and walking around barefoot downtown Baltimore. It was a choice.
Well, at least he wasn't
Guido left the cul-de-sac for about 3 hours.
I
made it to Baltimore and came back that fast.
I did what I needed to do.
He literally went, he left the house at 9:30. He got home by 1:30 to go to Baltimore.
From Baltimore?
From here.
I left at 9.
All right, well, back to Michael Myers. Meanwhile, Michael Myers has arrived at the school after stealing an old car from a woman and her daughter at a rest stop.
And, you know, he chose not to kill her. He
did you like that car, Guido?
Yes.
Which one?
The old one.
Yes.
The two-door or the...
No, it looked like an old... It looked like the car from, like...
Like the truck?
From Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah. They were both old cars.
Yeah, the nurse's car was kind of like an old, like, sort of like DeVille, sort mm-hmm. of. And then the truck was like a... That was real old.
Yeah, and that
Dodge
also...
panel
you know,
wagon looking
that
thing.
That also really made me question LL Cool J's security abilities. Hey, random car that's just parked.
He's too busy writing porn.
That's true.
I think
plus it's a prep school.
The coos. Like,
yeah.
The guy's been on easy streak
yeah,
for a while.
But you would think, hey, this is a remote prep school outside some rural bumfuck town in California.
Cali.
But there's a random car that's just parked out front.
I know. So he follows Lori downtown. He lurks outside the school later, staring in at Molly as she sits in Lori's literature class. So Lori's also a teacher, and this is a callback to the original Halloween. They're talking about Frankenstein, and Lori addresses the idea of fate. Then she realizes, you know what? I'm gonna let go of the reins, and I'm gonna let my son go to Yosemite. And he's like, shit, I don't want to go to Yosemite now.
Yeah,
I want to fuck my girlfriend and have one glass of wine, because one bottle between four people, one glass each, let's be honest.
Just enough to get the Creed.
Oh, the Creed. Yeah.
Sunday morning. Oh,
and
so
all
good.
Those candles. It was so romantic.
I literally was like, there is no way this... I'm surprised the school didn't burn the fuck down.
Guido said the fire alarm would have gone
so
off.
So many
well,
candles.
You see, since it's such
so
a,
hot in there.
A dumbwaiter. I love a dumbwaiter.
It's school... The walls are lined with asbestos.
Yeah. So that night, Michael Myers slips onto the grounds of the school by distracting Ronnie at the gate.
He gives him a good idea for a porn book.
You're but also- saying slips... And you're giving him adjectives to suggest that he's a sneaky monster.
He's not
he
sneaky.
He doesn't even fucking saunter across hallways.
You expect
he's just... Guido's what do you think? He's skulking around the fucking corner? No, he is walking like a man, slowly.
Like a man.
Sometimes in the dark.
Sorry.
Guido's... When you say saunter, Guido expects the person to be walking like the Scooby-Doo.
Okay. That night, Michael Myers trudges onto the grounds of the prep school. Okay.
He just walks on.
He's like the fun police of Fright Night. Of the bad guys. He's like, oh, you're having sex and drinking.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you.
That's what you're not supposed to do in a horror movie.
It's not big into cigarettes.
Randy says it in Scream. You can never have sex. You can never do drugs. You can never say, I'll be right back. Because you won't be right back. These are the rules. These are the rules of horror movies.
Shouldn't they get a pass? Because they were technically listening to Christian rock.
Creed.
They were listening to Creed.
Speaking of that, John and his...
out with her boyfriend.
John and his friends get ready to eat dinner. Skipping Meatloaf Monday. Lots of tater tots. That tray of tater tots looked amazing.
Totally checks.
Charlie goes off in search of a corkscrew. Because when he's going to steal a bottle of wine, he picked one with a cork in it.
All he needs is a lighter.
Classy man.
How are you going to get a cork out of a wine bottle with a lighter?
Apparently you can beat the bottom of it with a shoe and then it will come out.
Yeah, you put the bottle in the shoe, then you smack it against the wall.
They'll find a way to
or
drink it. It's
you
fine.
Just heat the cork with a lighter and it pops.
You put it in a bowl.
You gotta put it in a bowl.
So he's gone. Sarah follows him, and they're both killed by Michael Myers. Now, let's talk about these deaths.
Okay.
So Charlie
rolls
looking
a six. And look, gets sent to Jumanji.
Looking for a corkscrew, which is very just perfectly placed on a sponge above the sink at a prep school. That's where a corkscrew would be.
Well, yeah,
we get
the
a little
mistress is a wino.
That's
of
true.
Course it's
we get a
they,
little.
Hey, they cook with sherry.
Oh, that's true.
Who's it's very she? Important.
Sherry?
They.
Sherry.
Sherry, baby.
Well, Sherry is
Sherry,
a
the
cool
alcohol.
Wife.
They're chicken. They sherry glaze.
Yeah,
the chicken.
It's fancy.
For the prep schools.
That's where your dollars kids. Are going.
Toots.
So we get a little bit of like a misleader where the corkscrew falls into the garbage disposal and we think, oh no, that hand's gonna gah!
But then you're like, this isn't Final Destination.
No. Saw a preview for that when we saw Sinners. It was amazing.
So
it was amazing. And then he turns around. We don't actually see Charlie get killed. And then his girlfriend comes to look for him. She gets scared and then she finds Charlie throat slit. We're assuming potentially by the corkscrew, but we don't know. In the dumbwaiter. I love a dumbwaiter death.
I thought he would have survived this because he turned around and he said, oh, hi. And I thought that was really nice.
You thought that was pleasant.
And Michael Myers was like, oh, hello, young man.
Okay, here's a question. What do you think Michael Myers' voice sounds like?
Hey! Hey, guys!
We've never heard him talk.
So Pee Wee Herman?
Yes, exactly.
Where are you going?
I feel like it's really high for some reason.
You do?
Yeah, I feel like
that's why he doesn't talk much. He knows he sounds ridiculous.
I feel like it's like...
You mean like in Suburban Commando when the Undertaker finally talks and he has a little kid's voice like, you're a dead man, Ramsey.
I feel like it's like...
No wonder you guys don't talk.
Hi, guys!
So wait, you want him to sound like a high-pitched
like
Mark
a,
Wahlberg?
Like a like a mouse from Cinderella or like an animated movie.
Or like Mickey Mouse?
Something
whoa,
like that.
Whoa, you...
I'm a real boy!
I mean, he does have a child like mine.
Yeah.
Public domain Mickey Mouse. Please don't come back.
Sorry. So then we get this amazing dumbwaiter cutting her leg off, basically. I love the stump fall, which is great.
You hear the thud.
You hear the thud. No, you see it too. It is detached.
Yeah, it's like, but it's hanging there too.
But also when you see that dumbwaiter just fall on her leg, it's like, oh, you can just you can feel it. And then he stabs her while she pleads for her life, which is stupid. Don't plead, girl. It's just going to happen. Let's go.
Mr. Man in a terrible mess.
Exactly. While this is all happening, Will and Lori are close to fucking, drinking some vodka, carving a pumpkin. Lori tells him, she's not Carrie Tate, that her real name is Lori Strode.
And he knows.
What horse did
immediately.
She use?
Will also is like, that's great. Take your top off.
Yeah,
that's how you guys
much.
Would act. She's like trauma dumping and you'd be like, that's great. Show me your titties.
It's not true.
It's not? It's not? It's not
no,
true?
No, I'm so empathetic. No. Everybody knows how empathetic I am.
Yeah.
He's very empathetic. He usually doesn't pronounce it with the EM in front of it.
Oh, he's pathetic. That was great, babe. So then we realize that she was 17 when it happened. John is 17. And then it's like a, they go to the door.
Wait, so who did
LL is there.
Who did she fuck to have him 17?
He's not her son.
It's 20 years. It's... She would have been like 20 when she had him.
Yeah. And then, you know,
he's 17. So she would have been like 20 or 21 when she had him. She says it earlier. She says your dad is a methadone addict. And he said, and you married him. Like,
and he left you.
Yeah, that's what he says. He's a dick in this movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dick eyes. I mean,
teenagers really know what to say.
Yeah. You know, I like to now think, I just thought of this. Maybe The Faculty is a sequel to this movie because then when Famke Janssen is ripping him a new one, she's like, where's mommy now? She doesn't know who he's with.
He's got a mommy complex. So her sense of panic sets in. She tries to call John. The phones are dead. She immediately goes to the bedroom and retrieves a gun, discovering John's camping gear in the closet, which means he didn't leave.
Oh, my God. He's His on campus.
Somebody's not in Yosemite.
Ronnie appears at the front door and tells him there's a strange car parked in the driveway.
What makes now it he notices it.
And she says, fuck. They decide to search for John and the others. Meanwhile, John and Molly get restless and search for Charlie. Also, they hear the dumbwaiter fall. So they find Sarah's body hanging. Now, this scene, when they open, then they turn that light on and they find her body. This is very Scream. Like, it's very similar to Drew Barrymore in Scream. It also reminded me a little bit of, like, I Know What You Did Last Summer. Like, it's just that visual. When they turn the light on and the light is literally like through her chest cavity.
Yeah.
And she's hanging with like her gross like club foot.
Like, oh, yeah. Cause it's like.
It's hanging. It's very Scream. Very I Know What You Did Last Summer. They find her and they say, oh, what the fuck? And she starts to cry. And
light wasn't working.
It did a little bit, but through the chest cavity, it's tough. All that gristle. Michael Myers appears and they give chase and they like run. At one point, John does get stabbed in the leg and Michelle Williams hits Michael Myers with a rock. With her rock titty. Same diff.
It's a fully, man.
So then Michael Myers corners them in a doorway. We get this great scene where like there's a gate between them and he's like trying with the knife. Because she has keys because she works for the school. She kind of like, she probably has like a side job where she does. She was working in the kitchens earlier, Michelle Williams.
She's the side mistress.
So she has like a set of keys for the school. And so they're kind of stuck. And then Lori opens the door and then we get this face-to-face shot through like the porthole of Lori. Looking at
Michael.
And
that's like a quintessential scene, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And right before this, like, the kid got to punch Michael, like, his uncle, in the face, like, three times. Good
punches.
Solid face shots.
Yeah. I think so.
You know, which, like, you know, he Michael let him tee off on him three times.
I really like that scene where...
The keys. Oh, it's great.
They're trying to get in the door and...
I like it.
Oh, it's
panic-inducing. Can I ask you, is Mr. Michael Myers, is he a supernatural character?
At this point, he is, yeah.
Yeah. Is he bulletproof, death-proof?
Bulletproof, death-proof. I mean,
fireproof,
all people,
poison-proof.
All slasher movies of this era, Halloween, Friday 13th, or I'm sorry, Nightmare on Elm Street, at least, like, Freddy Krueger exists in a dream world.
He's always been dead.
But, like, it's the same thing with Jason. Like, is he dead? Is he not dead? Like, is it supernatural? Like, it's always just been like this.
Yeah, Jason's
it's a boogeyman.
Zombie.
It's a boogeyman.
Jason's a demon-possessed, reanimated flesh zombie.
But even in the first Friday the 13th, he's not the one killing people. His mom is. You don't get Jason in. You don't get Jason till the second one.
What the hell?
You don't get the mask till the third one. It's always going to be this like superhuman shadow. In Halloween, they call it the shape, basically.
Yeah. The silhouette of a large man moving slowly.
Yeah.
He doesn't move slowly.
What the fuck are you talking about? This teenager punched him in the face three times. Thrice.
So Lori puts John and Molly in a room and locks it while she and Will look for Michael Myers in the hallway. We get some billowing curtains. And
John Woo directed this?
Yeah. Will sees a shadow and thinks it's Michael Myers, grabbing Lori's gun and shooting it. It's Ronnie.
Oh, poor Ronnie.
Racist.
To which then Will was like, he's coming right for us. He had a weapon. I was defending myself.
Will has shot him in the head. As they panic about the mistake, Michael Myers appears and stabs Will to death, lifting him up. Ooh, we get a good lift. We get a so strong.
I was
so strong.
Upset. He I don't
lifts
know why.
And separate.
That wrist.
Demonic strength?
The wrist strength. I would never be able to lift
It's because
somebody.
He cranks his hog all the time.
But also, wouldn't the knife just like...
Not that knife isn't down. That sharp, don't you think?
Speaking of knife play, I watched Terrifier 3.
I still need to watch
this. Is it a comedy now?
In the first one, you know where he like bisects the woman from the puss to the head?
Oh, yeah.
In this one, it's a man and you see his like wiener just like...
What is that sound describing?
Like when you let go of a balloon?
What?
Like, it's
have
just,
you ever heard a wiener flopping around?
It's the sound of a wiener being bisected and like corkscrewed around by a chainsaw. It was like,
so there's no helicopter dick here.
I've
This is a severed
having
penis.
Been someone that has never seen this movie, have no idea what that sound describes with a wiener.
This guy literally...
No, you've seen something similar. Remember in Bruno with the helicopter dick?
Helicopter dick.
This guy literally falls on the floor from the shower after he was fucking his girlfriend. The girlfriend's been killed.
Okay.
And then Terrifier, Art the Clown, comes with a chainsaw and up his butt and then just like starts to bisect. And then he turns him around and you see his wiener. And then he's going through the wiener and the wiener's like...
The wiener is just...
Spinning
around like a windmill.
Yeah.
Can your wiener noise be the title of the episode? Just go...
Wiener noise.
That's a onomatopoeia.
It's an onomatopoeia. Yeah, it was...
duck over there.
It was the wildest, wildest movie I've watched.
Is that new or no?
It just came out. It's a Christmas movie.
Fuck off.
It is. It takes place at Christmas. I would suggest maybe you not watching the beginning because children do die in it. They don't show them dying. I'll say that. But they do...
They're very dead.
Show the after effects. I'll say,
oh. like in Hobo with
because even this, I was like, oh, he's not going to kill those kids. And then I was like, see, even this movie, he's not going to show them killing kids. He'll kill the kids, which he does. But they don't show him killing the kids, which I was like, even this guy won't pass that line because it's not a Serbian film.
That's on my list. So
disgusting. If you make us watch that, I swear to God.
Would you be upset?
Thriller 3?
We're going... Terrifier. Oh, ask Spencer about it. We're going to get put on a list if we watch that. Like, I'm not doing that. Yes.
It's not like we get demonetized or anything.
No, we'll just get tracked by the fucking government. Like, I don't want to be on
that. Who cares?
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Because a guy fucks a baby in it.
Ew.
It's disgusting. It's the most disgusting movie ever.
It's pretty vile. Yeah.
He fucks a baby. He fucks, like, a dead woman. There's, like, scatological poop play. There's a lot.
There's forced poop eating.
There's a lot.
It's a movie. Okay.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
And this is terrifying.
And right after that.
No, it's called a Serbian film.
Yeah, and right after a Serbian film, we're going to watch a movie called Come and See.
No, I'm good.
Yep.
I don't know what that
we're
is.
We're all going to get really sad.
Okay.
I'm good.
Back to this not as bad horror movie. Stabs Will, Adam Arkin. Bye-bye. She hits him over the head with a fire extinguisher, runs off with John and Molly. They make it to their vehicle, and Lori drives off to the front gate. Before she drives off to leave, Lori has a sudden moment of revelation. Instead of running, she sends John and Molly off and closes the gate behind them. And then she grabs an axe, and she shouts to her brother. By the way, they're related. Michael! Okay.
Did you hide the remote again?
She finds him back in the school, and the two of them stalk each other, wounding each other with the axe knives.
Remember, first, Jamie Lee Curtis covers herself in mud.
Yeah, that's to throw off his heat vision.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then she's like, come on, do it!
Do it now!
She is just the fucking kryptonite of her brother.
Yeah.
Like, she can just stab him as much as she wants, set him on fire, you know, do whatever she wants to his neck, right?
Smash him with a car.
But no one else, his back was exposed, boom, over the head with the fire extinguisher.
Back shots.
He has never, like, been that weak around anyone else, just her.
So you're saying this is like that Hancock movie? Like, remember when, like, Will Smith and Charlize Theron are, like, superheroes?
No one remembers that.
But the closer...
Yes. The closer they get, the weaker they get to each other.
The weaker they are together.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah, like magnets that repel each other.
Finally, Lori...
Magnets? Science, bitch. Lori stabs Michael several times in the chest, sending him hurling over a balcony into the mess hall. He seems dead, but Lori knows better.
Just kidding.
Help arrives at the school. They have not put Josh Hartnett into an ambulance, even though he's been stabbed in the leg.
How do you fit his head into an ambulance?
It's just a flesh wound. It's no big deal.
Fucking massive pumpkin-headed looking motherfucker.
Ronnie's alive!
Oh, thank God.
No black people died in this horror movie.
It just grazed his head, baby.
Subverting expect... I mean, let's be honest. John Carpenter makes black people live in horror movies.
That racist was a poor shot.
You know who else lives? In The Thing.
Yeah, but he could also be The
Thing.
Did
you see that video of... They gave John Carpenter a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and Kurt was there, and so was... why am I blanking on his name?
Keith David.
Really?
And they said, like, this is the first time they've been together since The Thing. I was like, I don't think that's true.
But
in public, and they saw each other, and it was like, hey, man. Hey, how you doing? It was adorable. I couldn't even deal with it.
Then they all started chain smoking.
He was like, how you been doing? Oh, you know, I'm still alive. Yeah, me too. It was like, oh, God. Boomers. Like, it was adorable, though.
They haven't got me yet.
So they load Michael's body into an ambulance, and Jamie's like, load him in, and she drives off.
Yeah, she's driving along.
She's driving along on a mountainous road. Myers begins to reanimate and pulls himself out of the body bag.
Yeah, she sees his trousers get really tight.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, and my God. And then
she knows that there's movement back there.
Yeah, because he's moving in the body bag.
Oh, my God. The bunk beds. So weird with the bunk beds.
Oh, no. I'm stuck in this van driver's seat.
I'm not to be, like, gross, but, like, after you said that, I literally Googled on Pornhub. I wrote, like, bunk bed, and nothing came up.
Allie, all you have to do is put the word stuck. Just the word stuck into the search bar. I promise you.
There was nothing about bunk beds.
You
know
what? On break, I'll show you.
I know, but you keep saying bunk beds. And so I'm like, I don't really think this is true, but that's okay. Okay.
Oh, it's true.
So she slams on the brake. She sends him through the windshield. Then she drives into him. Then they kind of go over like a cliff, and he gets like pinned between a very like precariously placed like fallen tree and the car.
It's so sad.
Still alive, though.
Still alive.
They say that the truck is actually holding him together.
Yeah. Oh, like in Signs.
If they move the truck,
like in Signs.
That's another movie that I did.
Signs.
He's
an arapa.
He's an arapa.
He's an arapa.
Swing away. Swing away, Jamie.
So she finds the axe and approaches Michael, who's still alive but helpless.
Steps in. She calls to him. What are you doing?
And he looks up at her. And he reaches out for help. She reaches out for him, their fingertips touching briefly. And she feels pity for Michael. But then she cuts his head off.
Kapow!
This is the best part of the movie.
Done.
This is the best part of the
movie.
We're
not going to talk about the next movie, which is called Halloween Resurrection, where they resurrect.
How?
Michael Myers.
So that was
with
the
what?
Big,
voodoo?
That was the point that, like, when Guido and I were watching it, I was like, how do they have more movies when his head is completely severed from
his body? Well, I've never really watched all of Halloween Resurrection. It does have Busta Rhymes, Tyra Banks, and Paul Rudd in it, by the way.
I'm listening.
Jamie Lee Curtis's character dies in it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Good. She does get killed. And they resurrect. It is something like myth, like mystical. They're filming almost
Mysticals
like
in it?
Like a reality show.
Shake ass.
Show me what you're working with.
Shake ass.
Tell me what you're working with.
They're filming a reality show in Michael Myers' house from the original movie, and like he comes back to life. Like that's the premise, I think. All right, fun facts for friends and family. These are some of the things that I do like about this movie because Janet Leigh's in it, and Janet Leigh was in Psycho. There's a lot of tiebacks to classic horror movies. During the scene where Norma, Janet Leigh, is leaving the school, she stands in front of her car, which is her car from Psycho that she drove in the original movie Psycho.
Totally cool.
The music playing in the background is also from Psycho. Obviously, Janet Leigh who plays Norma, played Marion Crane in Psycho. The license plate on the car is also the same as the car in Psycho, and the license plate NFB418 is Norman Bates's initials. Norma is the name of Norman Bates' mother in Psycho. So it's a lot of tiebacks to Psycho. And also there's a scene where Jamie Lee Curtis is in the bathroom and she closes the window and you see the shower behind her, and it's the shower from Psycho, basically, like the shower head, which Janet Leigh famously never could take showers after filming Psycho.
What?
Showers where there was a curtain.
Really?
She took baths for a long time of her life because she was so traumatized by it. It's the same thing with like Tippi Hedren and Birds and everything like that. So LL Cool J has always been a big fan of the Halloween movies. His mother took him to see the original when he was just 9 years old, so he was very excited to see this, to be in this movie. During one of the scenes at the school, Charlie tells John, 20 years from now, you're still going to be living with her, probably running some weird motel out in the middle of nowhere, which is obviously a reference to Psycho. When Laurie says, This is my like love for like referencing other horror movies. When Laurie says, go down to the street to the Beckers, to John and Michelle Williams' character, Molly. This is referring to the line from Halloween, which she says in the original Halloween, go down the street to the McKenzies. She tells the kids that. The name was changed to Becker, which is the last name of Drew Barrymore's character in Scream. And in Scream, her dad tells her mom, go down the street to the McKenzies. Like, it's all just like ties. I love it so much. I love that stuff.
Do you really get this when you watch it? Like, do you see, do you hear
sometimes
it?
I do, sometimes I don't. The Psycho
stuff.
It's so
cool.
The the psycho stuff I do, the to be honest, that's the McKenzie and the Beck. To be honest, I didn't even notice the drive down the street to McKenzie's. I've watched Halloween and Scream so many times. Until we did Halloween for the podcast, I didn't even pick up on that drive down the street to McKenzie's. Here you go, babe. The school buses, which you were so adamant about being, why are they short buses?
They're all fucking short buses.
Oh, wait. Are these, is this whole movie school. About special needers?
It's a private school.
Private school. Your kids go to a private school. They have a full fucking
yeah,
school.
And it's not full.
They don't holy go to a private
shit.
School.
Tell me
they
this, go to a, this school is just a bunch of like school. Idiot savants.
That explains why all those how all those kids acted the way they did.
Yeah.
How they were able to light so many candles so quickly.
The school bus is used to show how all the school students are leaving for break were picked up by the studio on the cheap and didn't come with seats. There you go. And finally, John Carpenter was originally in negotiations to be the director since Jamie Lee Curtis wanted to reunite the cast and crew of the original. It was believed that Carpenter opted out because he wanted no active part in the sequel. However, this is not the case. He had agreed to direct the movie, but his starting fee as director was $10 million. And he wanted a three-picture deal with Dimension Films.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Carpenter rationalized this by saying the hefty fee was compensation for revenue he never received from the original Halloween, a matter that was still a point of contention between Carpenter and producer Mustafa Akkad, even after 20 years had passed. When Akkad and Dimension Films, the Weinstein brothers, unfortunately, balked at Carpenter's demands, he walked away from the project.
Yeah. Give me my money.
Give me my money.
So instead he went on and did Ghosts of Mars. And John Carpenter's Vampires.
I love John Carpenter's Vampires. I'm going to do that for a
is that
pod.
The one with James Woods?
James Woods and
fuck
the, one of the...
that dog shit movie. One of the, oh my God.
One of my uncle's brother produced that movie.
I'm sorry.
I love not, it. And has I'm Laura not. Palmer in it, Bibbs.
Yeah, I know. It's still dog shit.
All right. Well, around the room.
It's one of the worst movies I've ever
I
seen.
I love John Carpenter's Vampires. It's so bloody. I love it. I love
so
it.
Bad. And it's all one guy that ruins it. The James Woods.
I think he's great in it. I thought you were going to say the Baldwin.
Or the priest.
He's not helpful.
The priest. Or the guy that plays the vampire.
Okay, around the room, pass, fail. Tammy?
Oh, pass. So enjoyed this.
Love. Thank yes. you. Matt.
No.
Okay. Any. Okay.
Why did you fail the movie? Why,
you're a bitch.
Why did I fail this movie? Because it was fucking stupid. That's oh, why.
Oh, okay.
It. I mean.
86 minutes, though.
So what?
86 minutes. Oh, that's because your movie that you're going to talk about next is shorter, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 85.
But, felt longer.
Well, you know, because there was a lot of walking.
There was a lot of walking.
And there was a lot of fighting. But you know what? It's beside the point. No, I did not like this movie. You know, going into this,
I know.
Wasn't going to like
I
this
know.
Movie, so
I know.
Don't do the whole, like, you're a bitch. No.
Well, I already said it.
I know.
So.
But also, I'd like to say happy birthday, Mom.
Guido?
Yeah, look, I don't know why Little Miss Three Names gets to make every saving throw against her brother, okay? And it's ridiculous how he's resurrected later. It's just so absurd. Also, slasher movies should have at least
titties.
A titty. And for that reason alone, I cannot in good conscience pass this movie. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
I mean, I will say this. With Kevin Williamson's movies, you're not getting titties. You're not.
No.
Yeah.
No. We got blood, you know, heavy use
come
of
on.
Chef's knives.
Hockey skate to the face.
Was that was cool. really awesome.
Dumb, totally kill that kid with a hockey
dumb waiter skate. Leg decapitation. Like, come on.
I mean, we kind of got...
Creed.
We kind of got a titty because, you know, a lot of titties in slasher movies just look fake. Nah.
The only boobs were the people watching it.
And they're bald.
All right.
They just look like bald men in a shirt. So we had LL.
All right. Well, 50%. I'll take it. I will. Next week, Matt's pick. Matt, quid pro quo.
My sequel pick came out, surprisingly, in the same year that the first movie came out. Came out in 1972. My sequel pick is Lone Wolf and Cub 2. Well, it's not Lone Wolf and Cub 2. It says Lone Wolf and Cub : Baby Cart at the River Styx.
Wow, another colon.
It came out the same year because they swept up all the film on the bottom of the editing room floor.
Also,
and then they taped it together.
Child labor laws made them work that kid to the bone.
It was literally like Lord of the Rings. They shot all five of them in the same year.
And where can people watch this movie?
Well, you can either watch it on Max. Or you could watch it on the Criterion channel.
That's where we watched it.
It is a Criterion. It is a part of the Criterion Collection.
Wonderful. Well, we are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. And you can suggest a theme month on our website or via social media. And please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next week, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Michael.
Michael.